All right, now give me a list of all the vegetables that you would, that you've ever raised or that you know about.
All right, cabbage, collard, mustard,
yeah,
reeps, cad, what you call the cad?
Yeah.
And there's some written turnips, turnip green,
yeah,
lettuce, tomatoes.
Okay, did you get those little tomatoes?
Yeah.
What do you call them?
We call them, I lost the name.
Tommy toes?
Hmm? We had a name for them. Me and my wife called them.
What about that other little red vegetable that has a white inside? It has a root on it?
Oh.
Red?
Reddish, yeah. All of that, I've read all.
You've raised
what? All of that. I used to take, pick up a chicken, load it down with all that kind of stuff. But I got to, oh, I had to cut off some of it. Get on back out of here. Get on. That's all right.
The kind of potatoes you raised, Mr.
Arthur? Iced potatoes. If we had a red one, we raised, and then the white one.
What was that for? That red one was what?
And the red one was called them,
okay.
I lost the name of it.
What were yams?
Yeah, well, that's a yellow yam. I've had that. That grows with a forky leaf here.
Yeah.
The yellow yam. Then we had the, what them big red one is, a big yellow one?
I don't
know. What was the name of them?
Now, the kind of vegetables that you put in a soup. The ones that make you cry when you cut them up?
Soup?
Yeah, these are vegetables make you cry.
Oh, it'll be hot. Hot?
Onion?
Onion. Yeah.
What are the little small fresh ones that you might eat?
We call them multiplier. I got them.
Okay. Do you ever eat gumbo? What do you put
in gumbo? Oh, yeah, now okra.
Okay.
Off the road, you cut it off the cob.
Yeah.
Roast near. Cone. My wife put it. I made some here Monday. With a few years I got out there. Cone and
corn that's good enough to eat off the cob is called.
Yeah.
What? Roast.
Roast near. That's what it is. No okra. I'm got the. But seven stalks of okra. But I'm got the okra when I was a boy. The most okra you see now, long, slim, fall.
Yeah.
Lightly. I'm got the. Got it out there where I had. Mama had when I was a boy. My wife kept the seed.
Well, I'll be.
Sharp, paw, and thick. I'll show them to you for a little right there. Eating them beans. They come up there volunteer every year.
Okay, you mentioned beans. Now, what different types of beans you got?
Oh, English peas and butter beans and
the
pinto. Pinto and then
beans you have to get out of the pot are called what?
Out the pot.
You have to do what? Some of the beans you have to take them and
out the hood.
Yeah.
Butter beans.
You got to do what?
Butter beans, get them out. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Open them. Shell them.
Shell.
That's what you
do. Okay. But the other, then the other kind of beans that you just break up.
Yeah, break up. Oh, that's snap.
Are there any different types of them?
Yeah. Well, I've raised some yellow-looking one like that. You hurl and all, you know, just break it up.
Yeah.
You raise a snap bean, you just break it up. You don't let it get too big, though.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Small. My wife always, when it get about that long, then she'd fix for cooking. Some of it get bigger, but it'd be tender. Some of it get about that long. Good rich lane.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.